This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, the new Trump attack. You know what? I'm not even going to go down it. Just more fake news trying to smear Trump. But let's go to a couple videos here. Let's first go to Rand Paul calling out the Trump derangement syndrome coming to the Senate, guys. Let's roll clip 9.
Trump derangement syndrome has officially come to the Senate. The hatred for the president is so intense that partisans would rather risk war than give diplomacy a chance. Does anybody remember that Ronald Reagan sat down with Gorbachev and we lessened the nuclear tensions? We need to still have those openings. Nobody is saying or excusing Russia's meddling in our elections. Absolutely. We should protect the integrity of our elections. But simply bringing the hatred of the president to the Senate floor in order to say, we're done with diplomacy, we're going to add more sanctions and more sanctions. You know what? I would rather that we still have open channels of discussion with the Russians. Kennedy, at the height of the Cold War, had a direct line to Khrushchev, and it may have prevented the end of the world. Should we be so crazy about partisanship that we now say, we don't want to talk to the Russians, we're not going to have relations with the Russians? We should stand firm and say, stay the hell out of our elections, but we should not stick our head in the ground and say, we're not going to talk to them. I would like to see the Russians leave Ukraine. I think we could do it through diplomacy. We're not going to have it if we don't talk to them. I would like to see the Russians help more with North Korea, with denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We're not going to have it if we just simply heap more sanctions on and say we're not going to talk to the Russians, and anybody that talks to the Russians has committed treason. For goodness sakes, we have the former head of the CIA, John Brennan, gallivanting across TV, now being paid for his opinion to call the president treasonous. This has got to stop. This is crazy hatred of the president. This is crazy partisanship that is driving this. For goodness sakes, we don't excuse Russia's behavior in our election, but we don't have to have war. We can still have.
So is Rand Paul the last sane man in Congress here trying to talk the left down? And because of the lies of the left and even Eric Swalwell going on Tucker Carlson, it, unbelievable segment that was, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday night, Swalwell goes on Carlson, calls Donald Trump treasonous 10 times. Carlson says, what did he do to treasonous? What did he do? He has nothing. He just says treason, treason, treason. What treason? Treason. And this is what happens now. Masked leftists fling feces at pro-Trump cafe.
Anger in the streets when a kosher cafe opens in Boyle Heights. Neighbors want it shut down. The LAPD kept protesters back as demonstrators shouted at people at the grand opening.
They're not just angry over gentrification. It's the owners' views that also have them riled up. KCON9's Dave Lopez is live in Boyle Heights with details on the controversy. Dave?
Well, standing in front of this cafe, the man who owns this is an immigrant. He has a number of companies, very successful businessman. Of his 70 employees, he told me that nearly all of them are immigrants.
Wow.
He also said he supports Trump and his immigration policies. And because he posted that, well, that's where all the problems started.
So what's the connection? This is what I don't understand. I'm confused. The connection between Donald Trump and a good coffee.
30 years ago, Asher Shalom immigrated from his native Israel to the United States. He told me he cried like a baby when he became a U.S. citizen. And he also said he supports Donald Trump and his immigration policies. And he can't understand why that's so wrong.
Everything changed in one day.
He was all set for a grand opening of his new kosher cafe in Boyle Heights, not far from downtown Los Angeles. The Boyle Heights Chamber of Commerce had invited him to be a member. They were going to be there to help celebrate.
So there you go.
Then he got this email from the Chamber.
So you can't, I mean, there's an immigrant. Pro-Trump, like Trump. And this is what I'm saying. The left is so deranged and out of control and ignorant, they don't even understand what they're dealing with. But to the cafe owner that doesn't understand what's going on, These are mentally deranged people. They have Trump derangement syndrome. They're mentally deranged. Don't look for logic and reason with these people. Just understand they're filled with hate and rage and ignorance. It's Trump derangement syndrome.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
This is an emergency message to the President of the United States, the American people, and the people of the world. Mr. President, I know that you're fully aware that the big tech giants, Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others, are 100% diametrically opposed to free market capitalism, and they hate America. They have a arrogant elitism. They are allied with Communist China. Apple has moved to Communist China and given the code keys to the government officially. China even controls people trying to send Taiwan flag emojis. That is the total level of control that we're witnessing. And now, myself and many others have forced this issue of censorship out into the open with your help. And the spokespersons and heads of these companies have testified to Congress multiple times the last few months and completely and totally lied to everyone. Just on Tuesday, they had hearings in the Judiciary Committee where they misrepresented what I and others talk about and then called for us to be completely banned off of those platforms preemptively, and became a big national news story. The executives went on to say that they only restrict violent or hateful posts that violate their terms. But then, of course, people began to actually go and look at their tweets and found that they are being shadow banned at record levels. There's an article at ZeroHedge.com. It's posted in full at InfoWars.com. I'm going to read from it in a moment. Twitter caught censoring conservative journalists with site-wide shadow bans. That's July 20th, 2018. Before I get to that, though, here's the bottom line up front. No one is being censored like Donald John Trump, 45th president of the United States. No one is being censored like you, Mr. President. And anyone who has a Twitter account who follows you knows that 90-plus percent of your tweets never make it through to them. You have to go to the actual Twitter page, your Twitter page, really their Twitter page. You have to read them there. You have to then go into the settings and change the settings so that the quality filter is turned off to be able to get your tweets. Now, that's just one way they're doing this to you, sir. And when I go and turn that filter off, every few days they go in with an auto-correct, in their words, and turn it back on. And that's just one way they're doing it. And so the only way to stop this ahead of the midterm elections and to stop them from violating our free speech and bringing their level of bullying and intimidation to the next level against the American people trying to struggle free from their control is for you, with your bully pulpit, second to none, to bring all of this information out, to consult with your tech experts, like your campaign 2020 head, who's an expert, to put a report together, and then to bring that report to the American people. We've written a report with Mike Adams at Infowars.com that I know has been sent to the White House and sent to the campaign and sent to members of Congress. It's called the Adams Report. It deals with the covert censorship operation, how to expose it, and then how to reverse it, and how to defeat it. But without you doing that, this is just going to intensify. Europe has basically completely censored nationalist conservatives, people that are into free market. It's an iron curtain of control that we didn't even see during the old Soviet days. This is massive. And again, only you can devastate this with 100% chance of victory. It's very hard for all of us laboring under this to be able to expose it. When these tech heads get before Congress and lie and lie and lie, you talk about very fake news. This is extreme fraud because they know it violates people's rights en masse, people's civil rights and human rights en masse. They know it's a form of racketeering. They know that it's an electronic gulag, as Matt Drudge has called it. And they know that they're trying to kick the NRA out of commerce, your supporters out of banking. I mean, this is a real purge going on, and we need you to stand up for yourself. The First Amendment for right to the market, right to commerce, and for the American people. So here's the article out of Zero Hedge up on Infowars.com. I'll read part of it. Twitter caught censoring conservative journalist with site-wide shadow bans, which prevent anyone not already following them from viewing their post. 2 days after Twitter told Congress that they aren't politically biased when censoring content, several prominent conservatives discovered that the social media giant automatically includes them in a site-wide quality filter discrimination shadow ban, which prevents anyone not already following them from viewing their posts. Notice it has the word discrimination. They admit they're discriminating against us. While the filters have been around since 2016 and were supercharged in May ahead of the elections, Twitter aggressive censorship of conservative accounts was noticed Thursday afternoon by Daily Wire's Ryan Savadera. Oh, notice the Daily Wire has been very happy for me to get censored, but now they don't like it. Good. I'm glad they're starting to wake up. After he said he saw reduced activity following a viral tweet with 3.85 million views in which Democrat Representative Maxine Waters calls for tax on members of the Trump administration. In short, a flood of influential conservative Twitter users discovered they were shadow banned, also using an account checking tool at shadowban.eu. And then it goes through screenshots and all the proof and all the example for 5 pages. Continuing, Twitter VP of Trust and Safety. Oh, wow, sounds like the little white van driving around the neighborhood. Twitter VP of Trust and Safety, Del Harvey, said that the filtering algorithm looks at a number of signals, including how often a user is blocked, muted, or complained about versus receiving positive interactions such as favorites and retweets. So they create an algorithm where their people complain on you and they shadow ban and block you and then they further shadow ban you. If you send the same messages to 4 people and 2 of them blocked you and 1 reported you, we could assume without ever seeing that content of the message was that was generally a negative interaction. Yeah, if I try to send out something pro-Trump, most of the time it just goes into moderation and won't even let me post it. I mean, this is the level of what they've done to Paul Watson's Twitter, my Twitter. They're cheating. They can't help it that they want to steal the election. They want to muffle the American people. Ask whether the changes will mostly affect fake accounts, that's their cover, and bots or real people who are behaving in aggressive and divisive ways. Harvey said it would be either. It could be either. The software goal is to hide tweets from accounts that are having the maximum negative impact on the conversation. That means disagreeing with them, like you. When they call you a Russian agent or a traitor that needs to be killed, and then you say that's not true, well, they just ban that tweet or block it. Harvey also said in a company blog post that the impact of the filters could affect much less than 1% of accounts. That is total, absolute horse manure. Every major libertarian or conservative who's going and looking at their accounts now notices that they've been dialed back their reach, and then a lot of their tweets get completely shadow banned. And that's the bottom line. And then it just goes through all of this. Now, here's how you can mitigate it, but they'll just keep flipping it back on. To turn the default quality filtering off, go to your Twitter settings and unclick the quality filter box. We wonder
who Jack Dorsey thinks he is, having a maximum, quote, negative impact on the conversation right ahead of the midterms, right on time. Again, it is the quality filter applied to your account. Find out in the shadowban.eu, then go there to speak freely again. We are starting the national debate about this. We're forcing the issue out there. But to turbocharge this and ensure victory for the First Amendment and for the elections to make America great again, we need you and your experts and your allies in Congress to spearhead this, because so far these hearings have been disgraceful and the tech heads have been leading the congressmen and women around by their noses, and it has been just pathetic and disgraceful and sad to watch these liars run circles around us trying to steal our republic and trying to steal the right of our discourse in this nation while being deceptive about it. Thank you, Mr. President. That is my report to you and your crew. Please take action. But as for the audience, you are the tip of the spear. Again, just get the word out on this. Get this article out from InfoWars.com and Zero Hedge. And whatever you do, never give in, never give up, because we're so close to winning.
From enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The left in America has become totally unhinged. And that's why you have hashtag walkaway trending on Twitter, and you have the hashtag walkaway fan site on YouTube with hundreds of people explaining why they're walking away. Really powerful stuff there, actually. And I'm looking to get Brandon Strock back on the Alex Jones Show next week. This whole Zuckerberg Holocaust denial comment seems to be doubling back, and it looks like they're going to try to use this to force Zuckerberg's hand to ban InfoWars, or that may have been the plan to begin with, because now he's walking it back, and they keep saying we're conspiracy theorists, we have to be shut down. Then, though, ABC News is going to put the fake news out. Street Fighters and Militia... understanding the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. The Oath Keepers, that's ridiculous to even claim that about them. And then the Proud Boys just go out, they're the ones that get attacked, and they just happen to be bigger and stronger than the little Antifa wusses, and they just pound them into the ground. But this is what they're doing. So Megyn Keneally writes this fake headline trying to tell you that Oath Keepers and Proud Boys are racist street fighters, and... so racist street fighters and anti-government militia, understanding the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, totally fake, totally false. And then they try to lump InfoWars in with Holocaust deniers so that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube ban us. And so that's what they're doing. But they have this whole Trump derangement syndrome going on where they're all acting totally unhinged. For example, Whoopi Goldberg, need to come up with a new nickname for her, Whoopi Gold Turd. Floppy gold turd, you come up with the name, just totally unhinged. She goes on her show, The View, says that she doesn't have Trump derangement syndrome, and then exhibits Trump derangement syndrome to Judge Jeanine. Let's watch that clip.
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a lot of, I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation about this country. Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with, but I have never, ever seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up such hate. I've never seen
anybody...
No,
that's you, Whoopi.
So
you're the one whipping up hatred. And Judge Jeanine just sits there classy,
really
smiling like, yeah, embarrass yourself.
So you don't know that I don't suffer from that. What I suffer from is the inability to figure out how to fix this. That's my issue. But one of the things that you talk about a lot, and I'm curious about it, is the deep state. How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
Well, I want to answer your question because you gave
me an answer.
I
asked you a question.
You said your opening statement, which was how horrible it is that Donald Trump is talking about all of these people.
I'm sorry,
you know
that's what you said. You said,
Whoopi, you know
you said that
when
it was
people
it's
shouldn't
okay.
be here end it's, up murdering the children of American citizens.
You know what's horrible?
What's horrible
when the President of the United States whips up
cities.
People to beat the hell out of people.
No.
Say goodbye.
So there's Whoopi Goldberg going totally insane. She ends up walking off the set, ripping her cards up. And really, it's just see, it's this fake Hollywood television thing. Like Whoopi Goldberg is anybody because she was in a couple famous movies and might have been a funny actor at one time. Beneath the surface of that, Whoopi Goldberg, you can tell, is a very low IQ, deranged individual, unfortunately, and she exhibits that perfectly in that segment. But it gets worse. After she stormed off the set during her deranged tirade, She confronted Judge Jeanine Pirro, which she recounts on the Sean Hannity radio show yesterday. Listen to this.
On. What happened was I realized the segment was over. I got up and I just started. I left the stage going downstairs and I saw her and I had to walk by her and I said, Whoopi, I fought for victims my whole life, something like that. And she started cursing at me.
What did she say? Tell everybody what she said without saying it.
She said,
blank you.
F you. F you. And I said, Whoopi, did you just say F you? I mean, I was, she was right here. And then she said, get the F out of this building. And she yelled at me again, get the F out of this building. And I felt like I was less than dirt. I couldn't believe that I went there to have a conversation. I got thrown off the set, thrown out of the building. And as I walked away, she's yelling at me, get the F out of this building. Sean, it's sad. What these people have turned into is sad. What is happening?
It really is. And it's Trump derangement syndrome that leads people like Whoopi Goldberg to lose her mind, that leads masked leftists in California to fling feces at an immigrant's cafe. An immigrant opens a cafe in Los Angeles, masked leftists show up and fling feces at it. You have them burning a flag at a Maxine Waters rally. You have a non-binary, green-haired, Trump-hating liberal in Seattle rip a 17-year-old's MAGA hat off, spit on it, throw it to the ground, and then tell him he's not welcome here, get the F out of this city. So this is the deranged left. This is the left going lower and lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. They keep going lower. It's like a competition to see how low they can actually go. And this may be the lowest, at least in terms of laughability. Liberals send female Senate Democrats pee-proof underwear to oppose Trump's SCOTUS pick. They're now sending Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, Depends, essentially adult underwear, so they can go stand outside and urinate on themselves, crap on themselves, and anything else on themselves to protest the Supreme Court justice pick. Do you realize how insane the left has become? You cannot make that up. Liberals are sending Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren adult diapers so that they can go protest the Supreme Court justice pick. And if they have to use the bathroom, they'll just do it in their pants. Wow. These are the people that are trying to stop Trump. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsStore.com, which is what makes all of this possible here at InfoWars, all the live programming, all the special reports, the extended broadcast, we have the Defeat the Democrat Censorship Sale. Right now, 67% off some top-selling products and 50% off top-selling products like Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Bio True Selenium, Brain Force Plus, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. It's all 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you were listening earlier, we have a new product, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, that I just used for the first time last night. I had a cut that was bothering me on my finger. It, I don't know if it was infected or something, but became really red and inflamed. So I put a dab of the Super Silver Wound Dressing on a Band-Aid, and I just slept with it overnight, about 7 hours. Totally gone. Inflammation totally gone. The pain totally gone. So another product from InfoWarsStore.com that just works great. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all the great supplements, folks. Water filters, air filters, things.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about.
So, the biggest turd, or one of the biggest turds, in the Democrat toilet, Chuck Schumer, tweets this out. Until we know what happened at that two-hour meeting in Helsinki, Donald Trump should have no more one-on-one interactions with Putin in the United States, in Russia, or anywhere else. Well, I got news for you, dirtbag. You're not the boss. In fact, you're not even in the majority in Congress. So you have no say in this. But what's the story behind the story, which is that Chuck Schumer says that he declares that Trump and Putin should not meet one-on-one, as if Chuck Schumer is in charge. No, Chuck, no. Sorry, Donald Trump's the president. You're the leader of the minority losing party. It's going down. You're killing your own party. So what the story behind the story here is that the deep state and the corrupt Democrats are truly panicked over private conversations between Trump and Putin. You have to really think about that. Chuck Schumer, honestly, he's so freaked out by whatever it is that Donald Trump has on him, he needs to know everything Trump is saying with Putin. He has to know because he's that scared of his own criminal activity being exposed, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is. Why else does Chuck Schumer have to have an ear in the Putin-Trump summit? Why does Chuck Schumer have to have an ear when Putin and Trump are talking? Because he's scared to death about what they might be talking about, folks. That's what this is. Chuck Schumer, you're not a dictator. You're not an autocrat. You have no say over this. You're a dirtbag Democrat who's scared to death that two alpha males are actually teaming up to make the world great again and to make America great again and to make Russia great again. And you can't stand it. And you're scared senseless because you don't control Trump. He's not in your secret shadow government. And so you're scared you know whatless. And you want to know everything Trump does all the time because he has you that scared, Chuck Schumer. So Lee Stranahan is my guest, citizenjournalismschool.com, populist.tv. Lee, before I get into some of the news with Bill Browder and with the kind of developments in the Skripal case, if you want to call it that, where you were boots on the ground actually when there was a development in that, what do you make of Chuck Schumer demanding that Trump never meet one-on-one with Putin without him knowing everything that's said? What do you make of Chuck Schumer claiming that?
Well, you nailed it, Owen. I mean, it is fear, but I got to say, it goes beyond Schumer, and guys like John McCain are every bit as afraid of Chuck Schumer. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day whether you get a D or an R after your name with some of these people. About the only person I think acting sanely right now is, and it's no shock, is Rand Paul. Nearly every other senator I've seen, and let's just talk about the senators, has just lost it completely.
And it really is incredible to see this happening to our Congress. Honestly, I mean, that's what should have Americans worried, not what Trump and Putin are doing. It's what our own congressmen are doing, like Eric Swalwell. It's really incredible stuff. But Lee, let's talk about Bill Browder. Now, Bill Browder is a name that the average American has never heard of. In fact, even people who are well-informed probably have never heard of Bill Browder. You've reported on Bill Browder in the past. Russian media reports on Bill Browder all the time. But this is a guy who's always kind of stayed behind the shadows as far as American media is concerned. But then all of a sudden, last week and still up to today, he's doing it this week too. So the last 2 weeks, Bill Browder is doing multiple television interviews every day. He's all over TV, all over the media. He's going everywhere telling everyone how bad Trump and Putin is. Why? Bill Browder was unheard of until recently. And then what happens? Putin mentions Browder's name at the summit, and then it all clicks. So Bill Browder is feeling the heat. He's already wanted in Russia. Why is Bill Browder a name that Americans need to know?
Well, Bill Browder is the guy behind what I would call the Russophobia, the anti-Russian sentiment. And it's ironic because, first off, Bill Browder's grandfather was Earl Browder, the communist who was a spy for Stalin. And this when I say he was the communist, I mean he was literally the leader of the Communist Party in the United States. He ran for president a couple of times as a communist, and lived in Russia. And as I say, not only spied for Stalin, but recruited spies for Stalin. This came out in books. After letters came out from inside the Stalin regime in Russia, and that was confirmed. So Bill Browder's, that's his grandfather, Earl Browder. His father, Felix Browder, famous genius mathematician who was at Princeton for a long time, got hired in part with the help of Eleanor Roosevelt, interestingly. Then Bill Browder became the biggest capitalist or vulture capitalist in Russia in the 1990s. After the fall of the Soviet Union, you got to remember, so, you know, communist Russia falls, and they have all these assets, like the oil company and the gas company and everything else that was held by the state. Bill Browder's the guy, you know, most of us saw the fall of communism as an opportunity for freedom, right? But some people saw it as an opportunity to make money. And Browder's a guy who made millions and billions of dollars, over $4 billion for his clients by going in. And what they would do is they would buy up these vouchers that Russian citizens were given. And the Russian citizens didn't know what the value of the vouchers were. So they would buy them for pennies on the dollar. Then they'd have these secret auctions. And so companies were being bought up. Literally, you know, a company valued at $10 million could be bought for like $6,000 or something in some cases. This was literally happening. And Browder is a guy who made a ton of money. And he also
just real quick in layman's terms, Bill Browder's going around screwing the Russian people, making hundreds of millions of dollars. Then he ends up screwing the Russian government because he doesn't pay his taxes.
But it's not just that he doesn't pay his taxes. He engages in schemes to avoid taxes. First off, he is not born in the United States. He renounced his U.S. citizenship. Now, you and I don't like taxes, but have you ever thought about renouncing your citizenship to avoid paying taxes? It doesn't occur to us, right? And this is a guy who literally renounced. He is no longer a U.S. citizen. But he actually has been in the media for some time, but he flies under the radar because he just goes up. You have never seen him ask a difficult question once ever. He testified in front of, we're going on 1 year ago, almost to the day, he testified in front of Congress, in front of the Senate. And every single senator, and I mean people from Dianne Feinstein to people like Chuck Grassley, every one of them just deferred to this guy. No one brought up the fact that he renounced his U.S. citizenship, his grandfather was a spy for Stalin. No one brought anything up negative at all. But the most important thing isn't even that. The most important thing is his entire story is a lie about what's called the Magnitsky Act. This is a law he got passed in 2012. Now, first off, I don't understand how somebody who's renounced their citizenship has so much political clout. Oh, wait, I do. It's that $400,000 in illegal campaign contributions that Putin accused him of. Putin misspoke and said 400 million. He meant 400,000, and he's corrected that since then. But 400,000 in campaign contributions. This guy was a big Democrat donor, but he's smart. He knows how the media works, and he knows if he goes after Donald Trump directly and personally, he's going to get hammered by Trump.
So all right, let's come back. Let's come back on the other side of this break and get into that, because again, I monitor news media all day long. Bill Browder is doing like 5 TV interviews a day now. He went from 0 to 5. Why?
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So we're joined by Lee Stranahan here from CitizenJournalismSchool.com. He's actually in Budapest, Hungary right now, working on some George Soros-related news, but we'll just let that sit out there while he works on that, because I want to get into a couple things here with Lee Stranahan. First, I want him to explain in detail his expertise and knowledge on the Magnitsky Act and the fake news that's out there about that, so he's going to break that down. Then I want to ask him why he thinks Browder is going so public on national media lately when he used to be non-existent there. But first, Lee Stranahan, explain to my audience exactly the history of the Magnitsky Act, what it is, how Bill Browder's involved, and the fake news out there about it.
Now, here's the big thing about this, Owen. People need to research this themselves. And we actually put together a page that people can go to on populist.tv of resources that are firsthand. You cannot trust any media on this right now. In fact, I got to say, Owen, one of the only sources that has let me talk about Browder has been InfoWars for the past close to a year now. This is literally one of the only outlets that let us do it. This resource page, if you just type in Bill Browder resources, you'll find it on populist.tv. This is testimony from Bill Browder himself in his own words, including a sworn deposition he gave. Now, what is the Magnitsky Act. The Magnitsky Act is named after a guy named Sergei Magnitsky. If you listen to Bill Browder in his Senate testimony, he'll tell you that Bill Browder was making all this money in Russia. Then in 2005, he was not allowed back in the country. In 2007, his office was raided. And then he says, in sworn Senate testimony, that's when I hired the smartest Russian lawyer I knew, Sergei Magnitsky, to investigate. Okay, let's stop right there. That's a lie. In his sworn deposition from 2015, and I have 6 hours of video, so you can watch Browder say it, he admits that Sergei Magnitsky, A, was not a lawyer, never went to law school, never had a law degree, but also that he was working with Browder in 2002. Now, why doesn't Browder say that? Why does he say this happened in 2007? That's because in 2002, Magnitsky, who was an accountant, not a lawyer, was working on these tax avoidance schemes where they would do things like in a region of Russia called Kalmykia. He would claim that he had veterans working for him to get a tax break. But there were no veterans working for him. The veterans never worked a day. They were just hired on paper to get a big tax break, millions of dollars in tax break. And he says all of this stuff. So anyway, Magnitsky eventually gets arrested. He dies in Russian prison of health-related problems, a heart attack. And by the way, Browder has something to do with that, too. But that's another story. Browder was urging him write complaint letters. Browder was scared to death when Magnitsky was in prison. So then what happens is, after Magnitsky dies, but only after he dies, Browder starts making Magnitsky a martyr, right? Now, here's the thing about the Magnitsky Act. The way Browder pitches it is it's a human rights law that holds people accountable for human rights violations. But let's just think about this from sort of a libertarian perspective, a rights perspective. If you look at the Magnitsky Act, which was promoted by John McCain, there's a video of him up on YouTube talking about it. Here's what it does, Owen. Think about this. Imagine, Owen, if a foreign government could seize your bank account and not let you travel. Imagine if Russia did this to you, right? Or any country, Great Britain, any country. They said, Owen, we're going to seize your bank account, and you can't travel here. And you'd be like, well, why are you doing that? And you say, well, you're on a list. Now, this is not like the UN, or this is not like some human rights commission. Literally, the Magnitsky Act list was people that Bill Browder picked. Literally, there was no commission that found them guilty of anything. They're not even, it's not even Putin. It's not even top people in Russia. Bill Browder put on the Magnitsky Act the police who were investigating his tax crimes. Now, why do you think he doesn't want them to come to America? Because if they came to America, they testify as to what he was actually doing.
All right, so let me try to crunch this out. So
it's amazing.
Bill Browder uses a fake lawyer, Magnitsky, to try to get this act passed through the 112th Congress that they claim is to stop human rights violations, but the meat of it is really to stop or to for them to be in control of travel between the United States and Russia so that Browder can't have a fair investigation on all the money laundering he's been doing. Am I accurately projecting this?
That's exactly right. So, for instance, literally on that Magnitsky Act list are a couple of Russian police officers who were investigating Browder. Now, these are police officers who were not even accused of any crime in Russia. Does that make sense? In other words,
I think the most ridiculous part of this, honestly, Lee, is that you're talking about Bill Browder, a non-citizen at the time, working with Magnitsky, a non-lawyer at the time, and having people like McCain to get this stuff passed. It has no right, no reason ever to even come to Congress.
And yet, here's the thing about it, Owen. Not one congressman, not one senator has ever asked. Now, when you see Browder in the media, you will never see him ask a tough question. And the reason why is that if he gets asked a tough question, he gets up and he walks out. In fact, he has had article after article censored. There's a guy named Alex Craner. He wrote a book about Browder. It was removed from Amazon. Now, this gets deeper, Owen. The guy who removed the book from Amazon was a lawyer named Jonathan Weiner. Weiner is intimately connected to the Steele dossier. Weiner is a top John Kerry aide. It's W-I-N-E-R. Jonathan Weiner. Look
does
him
he
up.
Does he have a connection to Fusion GPS or Perkins Coie?
No. Here's the thing about Fusion GPS. It's weird. Glenn Simpson, who we know worked in the Steele dossier, also worked against Browder. And Browder uses, and so this is interesting. See, don't forget who Glenn Simpson is. He's a hired gun. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he's the Fusion GPS, essentially, private eye, for lack of a better term. He's the Fusion GPS hacker, private eye, getting the details.
Yeah, but when he was working against Browder, he was doing good stuff. He did minor stuff against Browder. They were trying to serve Browder to subpoena him.
Well, and I think in fairness to Simpson, and I think even the Steele dossier case, he seems to be at least cooperating to some extent. In fairness to Simpson, he just takes whatever business comes across his desk, it seems like.
That's exactly right. And do you know who's helped really demonize? And this is what Browder's done. He's very smart. To people on the right, he demonizes Glenn Simpson. But Bill Browder is connected to that Steele dossier, too. Don't forget, he's no longer a U.S. citizen. Where is he a citizen? Great Britain. Right? I was just in London investigating Bill Browder as well as the Salisbury thing.
Yeah, where you've got another weird poisoning incident they're trying to link back to Putin when it's actually evidence it wasn't Putin, but that's another story.
That's another story, and it's amazing. And when I get back to the States, I got big stuff coming on that. But Bill Browder's office in London is about an 8-minute drive from the Steele dossier, Orbis, the company that did that work, Christopher Steele's company. It's right there. They're both in central London.
So it's like a London version of what David Brock is doing with Media Matters, where they're all centrally located, pretending they're not working together.
And here's the thing. Jonathan Weiner is the guy who brought the Steele dossier behind the scenes to John Kerry. And this is Bill Browder's top guy in Washington, D.C., and has been for over a decade.
Okay. Now, see, Lee, if you can, stick around for 5 more minutes. Now, see, this is actually interesting because my next question was going to be, why do you think Bill Browder is all of a sudden doing all these media appearances, and you just answered it? Because his fingerprints are all over that Steele dossier, which is about to blow up in the Democrats' hands, and they're going to be looking for someone to blame. They're going to be looking for someone to cast the blame on for this, and Bill Browder is the perfect one to blame because he's not a U.S. citizen, and he can stay over there in Great Britain and have Russia hate him, the United States hate him, but he's the perfect scapegoat. I think that may be the answer, but let's get Lee Stranahan's take on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in. The deep state and all of its minions are panicked, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this means.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top